Historical Summary from Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith. This book is not a history, but rather a compilation of gospel principles as taught by President Joseph F. Smith. However, in order to put the teachings in a historical framework, the following list is provided to summarize some of the milestones in his life that have most immediate relationship to his teachings. The summary omits some important events in his personal life, including his marriages. Plural marriage was being practiced in the church at that time, and the births and deaths of his children to whom he was devoted. February 9, 1800. Hiram Smith, Joseph F. Smith's father, born in Tunbridge, Vermont. July 21, 1801. Mary Fielding, his mother, born in Honiton, England. December 24, 1837. Marriage of Hiram Smith and Mary Fielding, Kirtland, Ohio. November 13, 1838. Joseph F. Smith, born in Far West, Missouri. June 27, 1844. Joseph and Hiram Smith martyred in Carthage Jail. Joseph F. Smith was 5 years of age at that time. September 1846 through September 1848, ages 7 through 9. Mary Fielding Smith family treks from Nauvoo to Salt Lake City. May 21, 1852, age 13. Joseph F. Smith baptized by President Heber C. Kimball. September 21, 1852, age 13, Mary Fielding Smith dies in Salt Lake City. 1854 through 1857, ages 15 through 19, serves mission to Sandwich Islands. 1860 through 1863, ages 21 through 24, serves mission to Great Britain. 1864, ages 25 through 26, special mission to Hawaii with Elders Ezra T. Benson and Lorenzo Snow. 1865 through 1866, member of territorial legislature. Also, 1867 through 1870, 1872, 1874, 1880, and 1882. July 1, 1866, age 27, ordained an apostle and counselor to the First Presidency. October 8, 1867, age 28, set apart as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. 1874 through 1875 and 1877, ages 35 through 36 and age 38, 2 terms as president of the European Mission. August 29, 1877, age 38, death of President Brigham Young, Salt Lake City. October 10, 1880, age 41, sustained as second counselor to President John Taylor. July 25, 1887, age 48, death of President John Taylor, Kaysville, Utah. April 7, 1889, age 50, sustained as second counselor to President Wilford Woodruff. September 24 and October 6, 1890, age 51, manifesto received, official declaration 1 accepted by the church. April 6, 1893, age 54, dedication of the Salt Lake Temple by President Wilford Woodruff. September 2, 1898, age 59, President Wilford Woodruff dies, San Francisco, California. September 13, 1898, age 59, sustained second counselor to President Lorenzo Snow. October 10, 1901, age 62, death of President Lorenzo Snow, Salt Lake City. October 17, 1901, age 62, ordained and set apart as president of the church. November 10, 1901, age 62, sustained as president of the church in a special conference. July through September 1906, age 67, first president of the church to tour Europe during his administration. November 1909, age 70, first presidency issues the doctrinal exposition, The Origin of Man. 1911, age 72, YMMIA adopts the Boy Scout program named MIA Scouts. 1912, Granite Seminary in Salt Lake City houses first release time classes. 1913, age 74, YWMIA adopts the Campfire Girls Summer Program. 1914, replaced with Year-Round Beehive Girls Program. July 27th, 1913, dedicates the site for the Alberta Temple, age 74. April 27th, 1915, age 76. The First Presidency urges members to hold regular home evenings. June 1st, 1915, age 76, dedicates the site for the Hawaii Temple. June 30th, 1916, age 77, First Presidency and the 12 issue the doctrinal exposition, The Father and the Son. October 3rd, 1918, age 79, receives the vision of the redemption of the dead, which became Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. November 19, 1918, at age 80, dies in the Beehive House, Salt Lake City. 1918, end-of-year statistics, 495,962 members, 75 stakes, 839 wards, and 22 missions. End of the historical summary of Joseph F. Smith, from Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith.